This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The city of San Francisco is barring employees from traveling to South Dakota on official business. San Francisco officials say they have an ordinance blocking travel to states approving legislation that discriminates against the LGBT community. Kansas, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Tennessee are also on the list. The ban comes in response to Governor Dennis Dugard's signing of a bill that gives legal protections to faith-based organizations that refuse to place children in certain households. Supporters say the measure preemptively protects religious adoption and foster care agencies. LGBT advocates say it opens the door to discrimination. The governor's office says the new law won't lead to unfair treatment of LGBT people or others. State Game, Fish, and Parks officials say about 300 eagles are gathering at a slough near the northeast South Dakota town of Amherst. The birds have apparently come together to follow snow geese on their migratory path and to consume dead fish from a slough that went through the winter with low water levels. Game, Fish, and Parks Conservation Officer Nick Cochran says the right instances are coming together to bring the large group to the area.
I've been a game warden for 15 years, and this is the first time I've ever seen this large concentration of eagles. You know, like before that, I'd seen 50, you know, down by Scarewood or Putney Slough, sometimes when those snow geese are using those complexes. But I think it was just the events that happened, you know, with those snow geese migrating back south and then those eagles just finding a food source in that Amherst Slough because of a fish kill and having some success there finding food. And I think they're just congregating there because of that.
Cochran says a road runs by the slough. He says people who want to see the eagles or take pictures may do so from the side of the road. He says people should not get any closer to witness the rare event. Cochran says bald eagles are no longer endangered or threatened, but they are a protected species, and anyone who kills an eagle is subject to criminal penalties. Mostly cloudy tonight, rain or snow likely West River to south central parts of the state. Chance of rain or snow possible in the far southeast late tonight, lows in the 20s and 30s. You're listening to member-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.